Millions of people have been displaced by the Russian war on Ukraine. As they flee, parents and children are being separated. Now the U.S. is preparing for the arrival of 100,000 Ukrainian refugees, and Sasha Chanoff says it may take years to reunite these families. Chanoff is the founder of Cambridge-based Refuge Point, a global humanitarian organization that focuses on family reunification, and joins us now. Sasha, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Rupa. It's great to be with you.
How many children are being affected by this displacement?
There are about 75,000 children per day that are being displaced, and millions so far. About half of those who fled are children, I believe.
Has there ever been a wartime separation of families like this in recent memory?
No, this is certainly unique because all the men have been conscripted to fight and are staying there, who are between the ages of 18 and 60. And so in my 25-year experience working to resettle refugees from around the world to the U.S. and other countries, I've never seen a situation where so many families are displaced.
The 76,000 Afghan refugees in the U.S. are only now getting settled. Looking at them as a recent guide, what do you anticipate the resettling journey for Ukrainians to look like?
The administration is going to explore many different options to bring people here. That might include through the traditional resettlement program. There are also avenues for family reunion opportunities. But I think what's key to this is that this is done in an expeditious manner so that people can get here, can escape their circumstances, and have some sense of safety and security and a pathway to some sort of future if this conflict doesn't end.
And is there a difference in how Ukrainian refugees are being treated as compared to refugees from other countries like Afghanistan or Sudan?
Absolutely. It is so imperative that as the U.S. rebuilds the resettlement program from 4 years of famine during the previous administration, that we look equitably around the world and consider that there are Congolese, there are Syrians, there are Rohingya refugees who fled genocide, who need resettlement equally. So as we build our new resettlement program and as we look to support Ukrainians, we can't overlook those who are in extreme and desperate circumstances around the world.
What are the barriers to family reunification?
There are a number of barriers. I mean, in the U.S., it takes approximately 2 years on average, if you look historically, for families to reunite. We need to be able to respond quickly to emergencies like Afghanistan, Ukraine, and others that will emerge. So while we build our traditional resettlement program, we need to have different mechanisms to bring people in quickly when that's needed.
Now, there was difficulties with resettling Afghan refugees and finding housing for them because housing is so expensive right now. Have you begun preparing for that?
That is one of the great challenges here in the U.S. as well as other countries in the world. Housing is a huge barrier. It's expensive. It's hard to find. We're looking at really innovative options to do that. Airbnb has stepped up in really extraordinary ways to provide temporary housing for people so that they can arrive here in temporary housing while the sponsors and resettlement agencies that are assisting people look for more permanent housing. Private businesses can play a really important role in terms of resettling refugees, both in the sense that they can provide housing, as Airbnb is, but also jobs and other opportunities to help people integrate as quickly as possible.
What does this mean for us here in Massachusetts? Do you think we'll be seeing Ukrainian refugees here?
There are about 1 million Ukrainian Americans around the country, some in Massachusetts, but larger numbers in different places. But certainly Massachusetts has a robust resettlement program. We've brought in over 1,000 Afghan refugees to Massachusetts. And at some point, I believe Ukrainians will be coming here as well, certainly.
So if people listening want to help, what should they do?
They should stay tuned. But I would advise people to go to welcome.us, which is a new effort that was geared towards supporting Afghans, but now is expanding to support refugees from around the world, including Ukrainians. I would not just look at this as a responsibility, but a real opportunity. Ideally, though, this war will end, Ukrainians can go home, and there can be some sort of a Marshall Plan to rebuild Ukraine. However, if we look at history and other conflicts, we see that they can go on for decades. So we have to consider alternate options if this war doesn't end quickly.
Sasha Chanoff is the founder of Refuge Point, a global humanitarian organization that focuses on family reunification and resettlement. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rupa.